Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, April 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished higher after 2 days of losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 87 points to close at about 34,584. The S&P 500 was up 19 points, and the NASDAQ added about 8.5. Analysts say the recent steadying in some commodities prices has aided the stock market. U.S. crude oil fell 0.5% to $96.03 a barrel. That's slightly higher than before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but down significantly from the nearly $130 mark reached last month. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note ticked higher to 2.654%, near its highest level in 3 years. Yields rise as prices fall. Among individual stocks, shares of HP rose nearly 15% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway disclosed that it's built up a stake in the computer and printer maker of more than 11%. Twitter shares fell 5.4% as investors continue to digest the implications of Tesla CEO Elon Musk's stake in the social media company, as well as his appointment to its board. And Conagra, maker of Slim Jim, Ready Whip, and Hunt's Ketchup, raised its full-year sales forecast to account for increased demand and more price increases, but lowered its earnings expectations because of higher inflation. Shares finished 0.25% higher. And in Washington, the Senate voted 53-47 to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman to join the Supreme Court. She'll take her seat on the court after Justice Stephen Breyer retires this summer. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.